still can't hear you, but you can still type in the chat and I will get you. Well, my name is Yannick Zainde. I'm a software developer. I'm going to start my development journey. I have started writing my first line of code in 2018, where I was still completing my bachelor degrees in computer science. Well, I was still looking for the right path for me, and I decided to try out the coding because I had some couples of a friend who interested me in coding. So I have decided to try it out. That's how I went on platforms to auto learn myself. I mean, to self teach myself, because I was basically a self taught in software development. Using different platforms like FreeCodeCamp, HackerRank to solve a few challenges in JavaScript until I went to a bootcamp. It's called Microverse. It's a bootcamp where developers from all over the world have a meetup. Actually, it's a remote bootcamp. They teach us how to learn how to code because we meet with different developers from all over the world. Those who are experienced and others that are actually not experienced. So we pair program. We had to learn a few programming languages like React, the vanilla JavaScript. We also went through HTML and CSS for the beginning because they actually start from the beginning. And that's it. We did React JavaScript, we did Ruby, and we did Ruby on Rails. That was the basic, because they were assigning to each one of us a certification of completion. Well, in case you need it, I could attach it to my emails, and that's how I got a little bit familiar with how few companies work and how to work on real world projects. And I would say that was a big heads up for me, because I discovered how to get myself familiar with the software development. So I had the opportunity to start working with some local companies. Well, I used to start by an apprenticeship from one company. We were working on a transaction application using Ruby on Rails. I was personally working on the backend. It was a full stack Rails application, by the way. Well, I had a few tasks. For example, I was in charge of optimizing the application speed, because it was in that company that I learned how to index applications to optimize the queries, and how to fix the N+1 problems in Ruby on Rails application in order to make the application a little bit faster. I was learning caching with the Redis and a few more. Well, I also had an opportunity to work with a few other companies, and to go a bit too long with this, I'm gonna maybe talk about my last company. It was called Dev Interface. I was working as a backend developer, actually. I was in charge of. They were assigning some few tasks. I was working as as a backend developer, because their backend was mainly with Ruby on Rails as well, and I was able to learn how to do the PDF generations, how to implement the PDF generations, because it was an application that allowed international students to be able to apply for scholarships within Italy. So while being in their own country, they could be applying on the scholarship and through the platform, so they could send their documents, so the university could be facilitating the process for them to get a visa or for entering in Italy and study to their preferred university. So basically, I worked on the on the QR code tasks using the ARC code game in Ruby. I actually have learned a lot there. I've learned how to work within a team of experienced developers because we were working with a senior dev with more than 15 years of experience. And I have learned how to deal with developer who had communication issues. Yeah, that's a bit of it. And well, I'm basically a person. Let's talk about me. Maybe I'm basically a person who is very, very joyful, I would say, enthusiast. And I enjoy learning every day because I wake up in the early in the morning and start my coding journey. I mean, my coding assignment, because I consider that in software development we are meant to be learning every day. So that's how I do. I try to keep myself up to date with coding. And well, it's very easy for me to get familiar with a team. I don't have complication to work within a team. And as well, I'm able to work independently because I used to work on a few freelancing projects. Because I can mention one project I have worked on. It was an application for a primary school. It was basically helping the school to be able to help parents to apply for the registration while being remote and send their students to school. They could track their attendance. They could track the. I have implemented a chat within the app. I've worked myself on the whole application, on the both front end and back on the both front end and back end. I've implemented a few functionalities like notifications, like using SMS delivery, we using Twilio, and much more. Actually, I'm not going to go into details for that. Well, I would say that I'm a person who enjoy doing sports. That's my personal life. I enjoy doing fitness because I value my mental health. I know that it's not possible for a developer to go through lines of code without having a heavy mind. Well, that's a bit about me. Maybe if you have questions, because I can't still hear you, but I see in the chat we can still communicate. So you can ask me the question and I can reply reading the chat if you can still hear me.